we've got a final fund balance in for the last previous year. And as you might know, 4 years ago, we had 200,000. And as of last board meeting, we have 2,200,000. So
that's great.
We've had a good run, so we have some money in case, you know, things don't go well. We're in the middle of finishing up our enrollment for this semester, and we'll hit our numbers, which is, you know, the most important thing. We had a good fall. We're going to be a little short in the spring, but the total year should be what we need it to be. Capital projects, now that we have our new CFO from the county, which has worked out real well for us. We have a list of projects from the water breaching campus and the water tank.
Right.
We've got a pedestrian bridge. The gym wall needs to be replaced. New AC in a number of buildings and roofs on all the buildings. So that'll be in the next 2 years. So we're going to spend all the county's money for them. So thank you. We appreciate it. So things are pretty good here.
That's great. Any new programs that are like educational programs that you're moving into?
The new thing is that we received $4.8 million in grants this fall. We got $1.5 million from Novo Foundation to start a new program, and it's going to be called New Start for Women, and it's going to target economically disadvantaged moms who have never been to college and have children who are working, we call them working poor. So we're going to be able to give them wraparound services. So if they want to come to college, we will provide babysitting, we'll get them a laptop, we'll pay their tuition. We'll do everything we need to get them a credential of some sort. So that's wonderful support. And Darlene Pfeiffer started the program with a $100,000 donation. And then we got...
And transportation's not an issue at this point.
If it is, we'll take care of that, too. There isn't any barrier that the grant doesn't provide us services to take care of. So it's going to be a pretty exciting program.
It sure is.
Take all the excuses.
What was the name of it again?
A New Start for Women.
And I think we would be remiss if we didn't recognize one of our big losses with Anita Williams Peck.
No, that was horrible weekend.
That was terrible.
You know, and
to know how much, you know, that she's truly given to our communities, it's like after someone's gone, you really start to appreciate them, and it's always sad that we don't. I always say we should eulogize people while they're here, and it's why it's so important that we recognize those among us who do so much. And Anita was certainly, she went above and beyond for many, many years.
On this Saturday, we're having a tribute to Anita in the gym from 1 to 4. So if anyone.
She's a wonderful woman.
We're trying to spread the word as much as we can. But Anita, she's been our foundation chair for almost 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she just literally turned that whole foundation around. You know, we used to give $200,000 in scholarships, we now give $450,000
a year. She's amazing.
You know, we started a couple of new President's Challenge scholarship programs. She was supported. Anita was in this building every other day. You know, she lived close, so she'd come over and we'd just chat. What a wonderful lady. And I have good stories of Anita. There was an event at New Paltz, and it was had to do with a new program they were starting. And it was a reception at 5:30, and it went till 8. So she said, "Al, would you drive me over?" She said, "I'm getting older, and I can't see well in the dark." So I brought her over at 5:30. We stayed till about 7:45. I said, "Ready to go?" She goes, "Yeah." So we're walking in the parking lot. She says, "I know a place." So she brings me to the American Italian
Club.
Keeps me there until midnight. And I'm saying, "You're really almost ready to go?" "Wow, we're almost ready."
She didn't say she wanted to go home early. She just didn't want to drive in the dark.
Yeah, exactly.
She's an amazing woman. She really was.
That's great. I'm
forever grateful for everything she's done for our communities.
Yeah, it's been incredible. She's a big loss.
Mm-hmm. Shocked too. I was shocked to hear
it was interesting because we were dealing with a horrible loss of Bob Cook at the high school.
Oh, that's right. That was at the same time. Yeah,
and
that
she had texted me the day before, and she said, are you going to go on the services? And I texted back, yes. Mm-hmm. I still have the text on my phone. It's just like, mm-hmm. I always feel bad that I didn't text her back with something else. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that's unfortunate. So, any questions, Dr. Roberts?
No, I don't. No.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all you do. You know, you've been great to me for 4 years, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate what you do.
Quick.
Yeah.
Didn't you? Yeah.
Just talking about that.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Be safe. Yeah.
I guess I'll officially call the meeting to order, and we'll take attendance. Heidi Haynes?
Here.
Julius?
Here.
Dave should be here shortly. Matt Warrow?
Here.
And I see the Tracy's on here. But
is that a de facto?
I think just on every committee,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Good. So, is there a motion to approve the minutes that Nettie sold out?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. 5 minutes. So maybe I'll take things out of order and ask that under new business, I was contacted by the Mohonk Reserve, and they'd like to come here in March and make a presentation about what it is they do. But I wanted consensus from everybody that we have the 10 minutes to do that. So, yeah? Julius? Good. Well, I'll let them know, and I'll tell them to keep it at 10 minutes. is there any old business that...
Do you, Joe is here. You're here to talk about...
new
business?
I think the one committee I haven't been to, so I had time, so I ran out here right from the store. But I am, with the, I'm chairing the audit committee, so I'm going to try to stop by to all the standing committees early on and just throw it out there that we set aside $100,000 for legislative studies every year that the audit committee has kind of struggled to find what to do with. They've kind of tried to spitball ideas inside the audit committee and haven't come up with much. I think last year we funded the 2 small studies. I don't know what came out.
Are you saying audits of
studies,
programs?
Studies, audits. Yeah,
to see if they're effective?
For the most part, it's going to be a specialized audit. The health committee, Lord Pete, brought up looking into letting towns into our healthcare pools, which is other counties have begun to do that. But there's a lot of data that's got to be collected. There's some firms out there that specialize in kind of giving you a rundown of what your options would be if it's beneficial to you once you collect all that data and give it to them. But the way I see it is rather than try to just come up with audit ideas with a 5-person panel and argue amongst each other, which is what we've done for a couple of years inside of the audit committee, I prefer to have the standing committees, as they come across issues, vote on it, to send it to the audit committee, and then let the audit committee know there's no arguments. We know there's a standing committee that sees value in looking into this. I would not be ordering the study. I would compile kind of the firms that would do it, examples of other studies, what kind of data we need to collect. I'd get the executive's input on it, and then I send it back to you guys with your options on a study or an outside audit. And then from there, you guys would then decide whether you're going to, and you would be using that $100,000 to use that audit. It doesn't, in the charter, all the audit committee has to do is pick the end of the year budget analyst. So we'll be working on that. There's some other things I want to do with the audit committee as far as I want to spend more time throughout the year studying the past and report and with their recommendations, because I don't think there's been enough of that. There's 3 to 4 years in a row where they have the same recommendation year after year that hasn't been followed through on, so I'm going to work on that. But specific to your committee here, if you guys come across anything there, no matter what it is, if it's something that you think an audit, an outside audit, or study, you think might be beneficial to the county, or you guys, what you guys are doing in here, then send it off. I would prefer it be voted on, but because
rather than have getting emails or calls from a single legislator, I think it would work much better if it came from your committee to the audit committee, and then I call them, the audit committee meets as needed, so that would be a reason for us to get together. I think five people on the committee would probably have a much better time working together on something if it was sent from a standing committee and voted on, rather than Tracy saying she wants to do this and Rich saying he wants to do this and going kind of back and forth, which is what I've seen happen.
So is healthcare one that you're actually starting to examine?
No, that was something that when I gave this spiel to the healthcare committee the other day, I think it was Laura, said, well, I'd always wondered about letting the towns into our healthcare consortium or pool, however you look at it. Tompkins has done it. Tompkins has let, I believe, all their towns in. Stego has created a separate town pool that they allow older towns into that they then oversee, but it's separate and doesn't affect their county pool. So there's different ways we could do it, but so if the healthcare committee decided to vote on that, send it off, that's something I'd look into. But just keep it in mind, and I think it may work better this way, but it's my vision for the audit committee.
So something I'd like you to take a look at, and that is that with soil and water, Tracy and I really pushed an audit, a full audit, you know, because that can be an area where there's a lot of money that goes through there. And we had an audit last year, it was $8,000, but for the amount of work they do, for the amount of money they get from us, that $8,000 absolutely has an impact. So if we could at least look at, you know, the county paying for that audit, it might help that organization do more work for us.
All right. Is it something that could come out of this committee, that suggestion, to look at?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
But you are going to go to the
energy department?
No, there is a separate soil and water committee.
He's going to open it up to all committees, right, to hand up recommendations.
Yes.
Right. At that point. Don't we oversee it?
Look at you.
I think it's environmental.
Is it?
I thought it was environmental.
I would think that citizen committees are
kind of
overseen. So that soil and water would probably be energy and environment.
So if you could just look at it, because, you know, if you're putting, it's like taking out of one pocket and putting in another. And
who pays for it now, technically, what budget line?
Soil and water did out of their line item, which is, I want to say, 50,000.
Dave, what committee oversees soil and water?
The environment. Energy and environment.
See, I told you Dave would know.
Yeah. So I'm just putting it out there.
That's a legislative program that we don't actually know.
Why don't you talk to?
See what they think. Yeah.
Please talk to Tracy, because you know, she was on the committee for many years and now she stepped off.
Yep.
So she understands the issue.
I'll just talk to her about it.
Yeah, and she certainly.
And
the
man is the.
What do we mean? Was there nobody here tonight?
Zit.
Our committee shrank.
So, Joe,
no, I meant the participants, the
other.
Well, Dr. Roberts was here.
We talked in
My thought with this is, and I'll speak to the committee, actually, if there's a program, because we oversee a lot of the programs that come through this committee, and so if there's a certain program that I would think might want to have eyes on or be looked into, I could bring it to you guys and we could confer amongst ourselves and then potentially hand up a recommendation to yourself, Joe would decide whether or not we could move forward with some kind of a...
Anything that I'm just telling you, anything I'm given to look into, I'm going to call an audit committee meeting and I'm going to put it out there, referee the debate, and see what we come up with. If it involves logistic, I mean, if we decide, and then we work up, I mean, it kind of depends on what it is, but some will involve, I mean, the healthcare example I gave is going to involve
a lot
of background. Some of the stuff is going to be much more straightforward, but either way, and then I'll report back to you guys. Ultimately, whatever, I will never make the decision on the audit. I will kick back what we found as your options, and then you guys can then decide, and the $100,000 is there.
Yeah.
And then any study, whether it comes out of the audit committee or this committee, it would kind of be a joint effort at that point. It then goes to the full body for a vote before we go and spend that money. But I'd be willing to look at.
So, I mean, there's the audit of the way a place is run, and then there's also the audit of the deliverables. So, that an organization, you know, performs. So, would that committee consider doing something like that? You know, are these groups doing what they say they're doing? And because if they are, and they're doing a good job, and we could devote more resources to them, then we have a benchmark.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's something we struggle with in Ways and Means sometimes. We give a lot of money to Family of Woodstock, and
right,
trying to follow how that money's being spent is sometimes something that I think only a specialized auditor can come in and give you kind of a feel for. But,
yeah, because they have a lot, they do a yeah. lot of programs. I mean, there are so many programs that Family of Woodstock does, it's sometimes mind-boggling. And I know, depending on where you're at, very similar programs are done by, like, for instance, Community Action does a lot of, you know, in other areas, they may do things that Family of Woodstock does.
Duplication of services, then?
Well, they don't do
or
it here.
Necessary.
They don't do it here, but I mean, what I'm saying is it really depends on who starts pushing to do a particular program that a county wants done, and Family Woodstock has filled that void. I mean, it's rare, because you don't, there's no such thing as Family Woodstock, you know, shall we say, in Massachusetts somewhere.
Okay.
So as a result, they pick up things that, like, for instance, many of the Family Woodstock stuff is done by Community Action in other areas.
I think I've learned from connections with both of them that it depends on the head office. I know with Community Action, what Community Action is able to do in your community, in my community, and the next community is limited.
It also depends
by
on
the head office.
Right. It also depends
the head
on
office
who the personnel
decides
are.
Decides where they want to spend money, or where they want to send, or where the best bang for,
mm-hmm.
which in the process would leave a place like Ellenville short, because they didn't want to pay for our folks to do that same type of study.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came down, it comes down as family looks, we need the service. Often family ends up picking up that service that might be done by somebody else, someplace else. And I believe that's the way you look. They look at what does it mean, what does the community need, and then they work hard to fill the gap in between. So it's monitoring. You end up having to go and touch each of them in order to figure out what it is that they really do and where. When you get through, you find out that things that you don't think they do because you don't see it here or see it in Kingston,
right.
You'll find out that they are doing it. It just happens to be in a different place. So you end up studying who are you giving the money to. When they're asking you for money, you're asking what section of the county, what town or village of the county are they using it in, so that you're ensuring that what they're asking you for is going where it gets the best bang.
Yeah, and it's the seal of approval, you know, and it also is about accountability. I know we give money for certain capital projects to organizations, but I don't check on air conditioning. I don't know if that money was, you know, properly spent. It'd be nice, and it's not so much an audit as it is an examination by someone that it was done properly.
I think one of the audits that actually came out of the audit committee last year, for I think 2 straight years, they spent none of the money, and then last year, I believe they came up with 2 audits. I think one of them was a capital project. I think it was a project, something to do with the jail perhaps, but that they were overseeing a project, just kind of what you're describing there, to make sure.
Right.
At times, they may not find anything, but
that's what we want.
It may affect the net. You know, you need to, these businesses that are contractors also need to know that at times we take a look. I mean,
yes.
So sometimes you can't even quantify or come up with tangibles, but there may be, you know, you may get more efficiency.
Yeah. Well, let's try it.
So, yeah, so, and just keep it in mind as you guys are coming, I don't know, discussion and something to do with college perhaps and say, oh geez, I wonder if we could take a look into this. Well, fire off to me.
Okay.
I think it's great. Thanks for taking the time to come out here and offer that.
Yeah.
And,
sorry, I have a college shirt in my car.
I think that having access and a tool and a resource, because sometimes there are programs, quite honestly, I wonder sometimes also.
Yeah, you have to, you know, because it's so, like I was saying before, really the big county to county is so different.
Yeah.
And so it's so difficult to compare apples to apples.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you take a look at RUPCO. RUPCO began as a community action program.
They did a lot now.
And then they shifted off, and now they're like humongous in what they're doing. I mean, they're bringing in
the layers upon layers.
I agree.
Right.
It's a lot. It is.
So it really depends. And then, like Reverend was talking about, you know, a lot of it depends on the front office. It depends on who the directors are, on how aggressive they may go after programs. Some of them will be very aggressive at trying to do the programs Family Woodstocks. They're very aggressive at going after these programs to help people. So when they see a need, they jump right in and try to work towards doing something with it, where somebody else may not. And, you know, so as a result, like I said, depending on where you're at. And I'm using Community Action because I know about them a certain amount. You know, I've been involved with them a long time. But I know, you know, when I look at other areas, they do a lot of those programs that Family Woodstock does. And you go, like, for instance, even in Dutchess County, you know, there's differences in, you know, the various New York counties. And you go into another county in another state, and even, you know, could be light years different.
Ultimately, you've got to trust but verify.
Efficiently or effectively.
Doesn't mean they're not wasting the money at points where they could be using it better.
So fresh out of the
you have consensus?
Yeah. So just keep it in mind, that's all. It may never arise, but even if it's one or two, I think if we end up with one or two audits that came from a standing committee this year, I think it's a better process than we've had. And like I was just saying, we're fresh out of the charter, we're only a little over 10 years out. I think some of these committees are better kind of described than others, and are a little more defined with the machine. And from what I've seen, the audit committee, it's kind of they kind of get together here and there. I mean, I don't want to.
Do you not have a standing meeting? I heard you say that we convene when necessary.
It meets as needed, and it meets more towards the end of the year. And I think we should do.
When you
more
get closer
more,
to budget, you mean? Is
yeah,
that why?
When they choose, when we choose, that's our only technical job, and it's one of the only committees that's really talked about in the charter, but it's pretty vague, and it's as needed, and you choose the only thing that we have to do is choose the end of the year budget analyst. And I don't think we've looked at, like I said before, I don't think we've looked enough year to year. I see the same exact recommendations not being followed through on, so I think that needs to be more of the audit committee's focus as well, going through
findings.
Early on, the first meeting I call, we're going to start going through recommendations from the past year to study. And
are you saying that there's been recommendations that have come out of this audit committee that haven't been implemented?
No,
out of the
recommendations
audit.
Coming from the report.
Yeah.
I think Drescher and Malecki, as who we contract
and
with now,
they have handed out recommendations
year after year
for the budget that haven't been implemented.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, lesser than a finding, which is there's a serious problem.
So there's reasons we
but a recommendation, yes, should be addressed.
And there may be a reason, as I'll find that out. I know I've talked to different people that have been a part of the audit committee, and some feel that there hasn't been nearly enough of that, taking a look at past reports, and some thought they've done it adequate job of it. So I'm gonna follow through early on. My first meeting will deal with past recommendations, and I might find out that they were called on and was unable to, but I don't know why Gresham Elect will be putting in the same recommendations year after year if they've been communicated to them that it couldn't be done. So, but that's one of the big approaches that we'll see.
Good.
Which, all right.
No.
Okay.
No, but I did look through, and they basically are kind of the same. It's different amounts of money, but it's for the same services to different organizations.
Office of the Aging.
Yes, all of it. And there is various amount of county participation in these contracts.
Usually a quarter, it looks like.
Yes. So, with that, should we move in to the resolutions? At 7 o'clock, I don't think anyone else is coming. So
I'm sorry, I had an event in Kingston at 6 o'clock. So,
your timing was perfect.
I did my 15 minutes at the event and then had to take off.
You worked the room, here you are.
I worked the room real quick.
We get it. We all do it. all right, resolution number 34, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Litson Healthcare, doing business as WillCare, Office of the Aging.
Right, I know what this is. It's the nurses and things of that nature that go to houses.
Right.
It's like a home health care, and it covers, I believe, the nurses.
Mm-hmm. And their duties.
Right. There's various things that they do with the household, regular checkups. If they go once a week, typically, depending on who the person is, they may show up once a week, and then they may do their meds, separate them. You got to realize people, when they get older, they have a lot of medicines to take, and trying to keep track of those things are a little tough.
For you?
No, I have one. I have one medication I have to take.
I know how you did that. Please tell me how you did that.
Yeah.
Because every time I look at a doctor, it's another pill.
No, I don't take them. I want to give them to me, and that's all right. I don't need them. Unless it's going to get me buzzed, I don't want them.
All right. So do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great.
Resolution number 35, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county family home health care. Schedule A looks like the same thing to me. This is 25%.
They have, three? I think they may have three different vendors that they deal with.
That's what it appears to be. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Good. Resolution number 36, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Unlimited Care, Office of the Aging. Motion?
Move.
Second?
Negative.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Resolution number 37, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, A&T Healthcare, LLC, Office of the Aging. A motion?
Moved.
Seconded.
Any discussion on this one?
Is this the Lifeline? What was this, AT&T?
No, this is the same thing as
same
before.
Scope of it's services.
Using different contractors, and this one, I think this one may be more the CNAs as opposed to actually nurses.
Oh, okay.
But they all are mixed with
level
CNAs
two services,
and nurses, but some are more CNAs than nurses, shall we say. Yeah.
All right. So all in favor?
Aye.
Finally, resolution number 38, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Health Alliance Hospital, Broadway Campus, Office of the Aging. I think this one is
100% state.
It's
a
wellness thing, isn't it?
I think this is actually folks at the hospital supervising services. Second?
It's 100% state funded.
Yeah, yes. That's this is an amazing, if you're not familiar with NY Connects, I'm familiar with this through my day job, And let me tell you, they are such a wealth of information, NY Connects. They link different areas with different services, you know, right down to if you have someone who is living with a disability and needs a ramp
yes.
built or a roof built on their front porch so the snow, they're just amazing. And I've only become familiar with them in the past two years, and I really can't say enough good about that program. So I'm happy to see that it's 100% city as well.
Yes. All right. Did we vote on that?
We need a second.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. I guess we've done the old business and the new business, so there's only one thing left. Motion to adjourn.
Everybody's got shiny knees first.
Yes.
Yeah, we have to sign.
Please don't run.